Tonight marks the fourth of Columbia Workshop Festival broadcasts. This summer festival is reviving eight of the outstanding productions of the workshop for 3 years, Columbia's Experimental Theater of the Air. In addition, five especially commissioned works from some of the leading writers of our time will be presented during the course of the series. This evening, CBS and its affiliated stations take pleasure in reviving A Trip to Zardes, an adaptation by James and Elizabeth Hart of a story of the same name by Edwin Granbury. Brewster Morgan, who directed the original performance on December 15, 1938, will again be in charge. Daybreak in the Florida scrub.
Lord,
our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Mama. Mama.
Nothing's wrong, Jim. Don't be scared.
Mommy, you're crying.
No, Jim.
You're praying.
Yes, I were praying. It'll be day soon. You best be rising up. Your Uncle Holly will be along directly.
It's really come. The day. The day we're going to Sardis in the wagon to see Papa.
It's come all right.
Seems like I just can't believe yet we're going.
There ain't no time for talk now, Jim. You best bestir yourself. You're waking up Dan'l, too. Put on the clean things are washed out for you, so you look decent. Be a credit to your raisin.
Wake up, Dan'l. Wake up.
Leave me be.
Dan'l, wake up.
Now you can leave me be, Jim. Jim.
Oh, don't be afeard, Dan'l. Ain't nobody bothering you.
George, can't see Jim.
Ain't there a soul here but me and you. Yeah, got my arm around. Open up your eyes now.
I was dreaming.
What dreaming were you having?
It's gone right out of my head. But it was fearful, Jim. Fearful what I dreamed.
Dan'l, the day's come. It's here right now.
What, Jim?
The day. The day we've been waiting for to come. Oh, you'll recollect it all in a minute.
I recollect. Why, it's the day we're going in the wagon to see Papa.
We're going all the way this time. Right on to Sardis, where Papa is.
Gee.
I never see such a place as Sardis. Papa'd taken me one time. He were going to market. You were too little then, and you were feared you'd get tuckered. You started up whimpering just as we drove off, and Papa jumped out in the wagon and run back. Told him, don't take on, Dan'l. Soon as you get to be six, I'll bring you to it. We'll have us a right fine time. It was terrible long ago that Papa taken me, but I can see it all plain. Yes, like it was happening.
Hey, there! Hey, there! Pick them up, kid! Pick them up!
There ain't too long here than lemon. Already fine
there. Fresh fish, red snapper, right out the gulf, folks. Right out the gulf. Fresh fish.
Well, son, were it a good ride on the merry-go-round?
Papa, you were like nothing else in the world.
I'm happy at pleasure, just son.
Are they always in Sardis?
Only just on market day. Likely the fella that owns them figures there'll always be a parcel of younguns a-coming along with their mas and pas. And if and the mas and pas ain't downright mean, they can spare a nickel to give the younguns a treat.
Fresh fish. Over yonder on top of that big building. They got a gold ball sticking up in the air.
Well, that's the courthouse. I calculate that ball must be, 25 foot round the middle. Awful pretty, catching the sun the way it does.
Is it bigger round than our well?
Oh, it's a sight bigger than the well. Reckon you could stand wetting your whistle, eh, Jim? Here, mister, let's have a couple of them lemonades.
Mighty hot day.
Here you are, sir.
Thank you. Well, how do it go down, son?
It's cooler than the spring water in the hollow. I never knew there could be something so cool. I can feel it freezing my teeth together.
That's the ice makes it so cold.
I ain't never had ice.
Well, here, young fella. I put a little piece in your glass so as you can eat.
Well, that's mighty nice of you.
I sure thank you.
Don't them turkeys look plump and tasty? Now, if I just weren't so scarce of money, I'd certain take one home to your mama. It's a long time since I were able to shoot her a wild one.
I never see so many things to eat in my life. Oh, look, Papa.
What?
Look coming. What's all that?
Them's balloons.
Balloons? Why, they're something like big soap bubbles, only with the same color all over. Just look at them a-bobbing and swaying like as if they was trying to get away.
It's the gas in them makes them pull that away.
Gas?
Something in them that makes them go up in the air if you let go of the string.
I reckon they cost a heap of money.
It's a good thing you don't come off into town, young squirrel. Listen, your papa wouldn't have a cent to his name. I expect we can get you a balloon, though. Hey, you!
Oh, Papa, I won't forget today all the other days I live.
Tower?
Not in your own right. By my telling it, you see it in your mind.
And lemonade with ice in it and balloons every kind of color.
That's true. I seen and told to you.
And I never seen any of it at all?
It's me were there. I let you play like, but it's me went to Sardis. You weren't old enough.
I'm 6 now, ain't I, Jim?
Well, and you're going today.
But it's Mama and Uncle Holly that's taking me.
Papa would have done it if he'd stayed here. Anyways, it's much the same. We're gonna see him.
Do Papa live in Sardis now?
I don't rightly know. He went there a long time back, but...
Jim? Cheryl?
Yes, Mama?
Are you getting your clothes on? Breakfast is most fixed.
Yes, Mama. Come on, pile out in that bed.
All right. Ooh, cold eggs, man.
Get into your rich quick while I'm holding. There. Now stay still. I'll get the shirt over your head.
All right.
You won't be shivering long now. It's going to be fair. Morning dove starting already. The sun will make you warm.
Is it sun shining in Sardis?
It's past believing, Dale. When it shines on that gold ball that's perched on the courthouse.
The one that's bigger than our well?
It's 25 foot around the middle.
Come on and eat now, you youngins.
Yes, ma'am, we're coming. Catch hold of my hand. These stairs is mighty dark.
Morning, Mama.
Morning, boys. Oh, you look right neat. Your hands could be a mite cleaner. A bucket of fresh water yonder and some soap. Look careful now. Don't drip none on your clothes.
Yes, ma'am.
My uncle touch the gold ball, Jim?
Not unless you wish to get the tallest ladder in Florida and climb up the courthouse roof. Then you need another ladder to get up.
All right, boys, now. Get to eating. Daniel, you look half froze. Best set close to the stove here.
All right, Ma.
Jim, ain't you forgot something?
Huh? Oh, give thanks, Lord, for the food that Alice provided that we're going to eat, ain't there?
I don't never again want to see you tearing into your rations before you said a blessing.
I didn't study to do it, Mama. It's just that I was thinking about us going to see Papa in Sardis till I forgot.
All right. Go ahead and eat now. So you'll be ready when your Uncle Holly comes.
Will Uncle Holly buy us lemonade in Sardis?
It ain't decided yet. He ain't spoke.
Maybe
likely Papa will. Maybe something better than lemonade.
What would it be?
It might be ice cream cones.
Ice cream cones? Oh, Jim.
Oh, there's Uncle Holly now.
Morning, Holly.
Morning, Mary. Morning, young'uns.
Can I sit up in front with you, Uncle Holly?
Yeah, I'll have to study about that, Donald.
You fixed on taking them still?
I am.
Well, I reckon you know, Mary. It's not my nature to meddle in other folks' doing. I can't help thinking you're dead wrong to take them. It'd be different if they was older.
Uncle Holly, I'm 11 years now. Papa taking me when I was hardly older than Dan.
Hush, Jim. He asked to see him, Holly. Yeah. Nobody but God Almighty ought to tell a soul it can or can't have.
God knows I don't grudge him the sight of him. I'm only thinking if and they were my sons.
They're Jim's sons, Holly. This time I were hitching the wagon. You can help me if you've a mind to. Boys, you come out as soon as you finish, and don't tear it.
That were mighty mean, Uncle Holly.
Uncle Holly ain't got a mean bone in his body. I can't figure why he didn't want it. Unless he was feared we'd fret Papa while he's ailing.
Is Papa ailing?
No, not bad, but the doctor don't like too many folks are visiting him. Must be a sight better now, though, or Mama wouldn't be taking it. Say, you haven't at your corn pone.
I'm saving it to take to Papa.
Papa don't crave our old corn pone.
Maybe he'd want to have my whistle. The one that when the Cracker Jack box Uncle Holly brung me.
That ain't a whistle for a man, Dan'l. Papa'd just laugh at a puny squeaking trick like that. If and you've had enough, we'd best go out. Mama'll be riled if we keep him awake.
All right. Seems like there must be something I could take him.
Jim, where are you off to?
Just a minute.
Come back here. You hear me? Jim.
Get down out of there. The worms gnawing you that you skin up a pomegranate tree at this hour? Don't I feed you enough?
Oh, getting the pomegranates for Papa.
Oh. Well, I guess we won't take any, Jim. But I'm proud it come to you to take your Papa something.
Well, it were Danley come to, Mama.
Well, it were a fine thought, and I'm proud of you. So today we won't take anything.
I guess there's better pomegranates in Sardis anyways.
There's no better pomegranates in all Florida than what's right above your head. If some pomegranates were needed, we'd take him his own.
Is Papa feeling too poorly to relish him?
Yes, I reckon he is. You'd best got to know, Jim. Papa won't be like you recollect him. He's been right sick, sicker than I've let on to you till now. Dan'l was such a baby when he seen him last that he won't take any notice likely, but you're older, son.
Mama.
Papa will look pale. And he won't be as bright-mannered as you recollect. So don't labor him with questions. Speak when it behooves you and let him see you're upright.
Yes, Mama. He's mending now, though, ain't he? He's getting...
Sun's rising, Mary.
Come along now. Come along.
All right, climb up and back your maw, young'uns. I've bedded it down with straw to spare your bones some.
Ain't you driving, Uncle Holly?
Uncle Holly's going ahead of us in his own wagon. Get in, Dan'l.
Why do we got to take two wagons? Can't we all ride together in Uncle Holly's?
His horse goes faster than ours.
Climb in, you pesky little varmints, before I toss you.
What are you doing back there, Holly?
I were fixing to put the top up. Could be you'd feel right glad to have it over you when you get to the highway.
I thank you, but we're all right as we are.
We don't never have the top up less than rain's falling.
Well, there's things a shield that'd be needed against more than rain.
What things, Uncle Holly?
Why, the sun, young'un. It's like to be a terrible hot day. It'll be plumb roasted time to get started.
I like feeling roasted.
I've been riding under the open sky all my life. So has the boys. I guess we won't change our ways today.
Well, if that's the way you feel, Mary, there's no more to be said. I'll go on now.
Do I be getting too far ahead, give a holler, and I'll slow her down.
All right.
Get up there. Come on, Mary. Come on.
Betsy's a plotting. Hurry, Mama.
Get
hurry.
Up.
Seat and Clem were driving it. I wonder why they didn't holler back.
Likely they didn't hear you. That old Ford makes such a ruckus. You couldn't hardly hear a wildcat with it a howl in your ear.
It do go fast, though.
Not so terrible fast. Well, we'd have tried, we could give them a right good race in the wagon.
Maybe.
And I bet Uncle Holly could beat the pudding out of them with Betsy.
Just the same, I'd admire to ride in a truck sometimes.
Did I ride, I'd pick me something sprier than Fletcher's old Ford. Now, there goes something light.
It sure we're traveling. And one of the pretty ones.
You'll see, he's just as pretty when we get to Sardis.
I already seen more than I ever did before.
There do seem a plenty going our way. People wagons, too. Must be market day.
Oh, Jim, then will I get to see the balloon man and the horses that make music?
If it's market day, they'll be there.
Mama, is it market day today in Sardis? Is it, Mama?
You and Jim get your mind off some balloons and flying horses and such. We've no business that'll take us to the market today, be they having it or not.
Oh, Mama!
I don't want to hear you fretting, Dan'l. I don't want to hear you tormenting Papa to take you, neither.
We won't, Mama. Don't take on, Dan'l. There's a side of things in stores besides the market.
Papa buys the ice cream cones, won't he?
Well, you don't want to go asking for them.
But you told me...
Hush up and have patience. We'll get something, sure. Look, ain't that old man Bennett a-turning at the Ford?
Where?
Right up there ahead of us, riding on that runny little black horse. We'll be passing him in a second.
Don't neither of you call to him or wave. Sit up tall, look straight ahead like I do. You stay that way now. We're coming into Sardis. It ain't seemly for you to be lolling all over the wagon, cheering and hollering at everybody you see.
But Mama, should they say howdy to us first?
There's small risk of that. You do like I say, anyway.
Ain't it manly to call howdy in Sardis? Is Mama riled?
Not truly, Dale.
Why does she keep rubbing on us for?
I don't rightly know. There's more than I just can't figure.
Jim, why are you looking scared?
Why, yeah. Whatever is there to be scared of? I never see the like of you for getting notions.
Look, Dan'l.
Rearing up there against the sky.
It's the water tower.
That's what it is.
I knowed it right off. It's just like you told, only it goes up higher. It's higher than even the big pines, the palmetto swamp.
And yonder's the depot where the trains come in from Jacksonville and such.
If all these folks live here, Jim?
Well, this here is Main Street. All the stores mostly is along here. And the moving picture theater.
Where's that, Jim? Show me.
Oh, it's down the block.
Mama, why's Uncle Holly turning off here? Because that's the way we're going.
Can't we keep along Main Street just a little ways further? Dale ain't even...
Please, Jim, please. Don't fuss.
I didn't get to see the moving picture theater.
Maybe we can see it going back.
Jim, the gold ball.
Why, so it is. That must be the courthouse, only we're seeing it sideways instead of straight on. Maybe that's the back of it. I've got kind of muddled mind with all this twisting and turning we're doing.
What's the other big building? The one with the wall all around it. Look, they got a barbed wire fence fixed on top of the wall. Now, what's the sense of that? There ain't no bear, no wildcat could jump that high anyway. They'd have a right hard time climbing them slippery stones.
Ain't there to keep the beast out. If I recollect right, this building...
I never see so many windows, and every one of them with rails across it.
Them ain't rails. Them are bars made out in iron. This is...
Mom!
Uncle Holly stopped here. He's hitching up Betsy to a tree.
We've come to where we're going, Jim.
Can we get out, Mama?
In a second, son.
Who's that man Uncle Holly's talking to at the gate? Is he a soldier? Mama, look at all the men peering out of the windows.
It's all right, Mary. I talked to him. He'll let us in this way. Like I thought, they're mostly gathered on the other side.
Get out, boys.
Hold your arms out, and I'll lift you down.
Why do they have those things across the windows, Uncle Holly? Jim says they're made out in iron.
Hush up, Dan. Don't talk. Don't say nothing more. We're going to see Papa now, and sick. Talking makes him worse. He's terrible sick. Terrible, terrible sick.
Come along this way, Miss Cameron. Right down the hall, ma'am, where the deputy's standing. He's got the door open for you.
Me and the boys will wait here a spell, Mary. You just call us when you're ready.
Mama, wait here with your uncle now. I'm right proud of you, son. Wait here, Jim.
Mary. Mary. Morning, Miss Cameron.
Morning, Reverend.
I'll be coming back, Jim. Goodbye, ma'am. God bless you and help you.
Oh, thank you, Reverend.
Oh, let me hold you for me, Mary. Let me feel you coming again.
Jim. Jim. I ain't never going to let loose of you. Ain't no one can make me. Ain't no one.
Making the misery worse for you.
There's no making worse what I'm feeling.
Young'uns, come.
Like you asked. They're waiting with Holly.
But thank you, Mary. I know it was cruel hard on you to bring him. Maybe I shouldn't have asked him.
It's your right to see him again.
Yeah, he spoke to him.
Only to tell him that you was ailing bad. I'll fetch him in now. Ollie, you can come along now.
To the guest?
Dan'll don't. He's too little, but Jim's right sharp and... Step in, boys, and greet your papa.
Morning, Ollie. Howdy, Jim.
Jim.
Dan'll... It's a treat to see you, son. Good treat to my heart.
Have your feet froze to the ground that you can't do nothing but stand there gaping? Seems like you'd want to give your papa a hug after not seeing him for so long.
Howdy, Papa.
Howdy, Dad.
Papa. Papa.
Jim.
I'm terrible happy to see you, Papa.
Me too, Jim. Me too, young'un. And Daniel. Oh, I'd like to squeeze the breath out of you both on that land.
We come all the way in the wagon, Papa.
Yeah, it was quite a trip for you, young fella. You ain't done so much traveling yet.
I wanted to bring him a whistle, but Jim said it made too puny a sound for a man.
Never mind, Daniel. The thought you'd want to bring it pleasures me more than the finest whistle in the world.
Jim here picked some pomegranates off from the tree to bring you, but I...
Son, I'm mighty happy you recollected how I used to love them pomegranates. I thank you. I'm right proud of both you and Daniel.
Jim, I hate to say it, and you too, Mary, but this fella outside says there ain't much more 10 minutes now. If you want to get the young'uns out, Mary, I'll...
We gotta go.
Yes, son.
Oh, Jim, I...
Let's go now, Mary. I want you to be on the road.
Can we come back soon, Papa? Might we could come back next week?
Come over here, son. You too, Daniel. Papa wants to say something for you to hear.
Papa?
Daniel, listen while your papa's speaking.
Now, I want you to both
grow up to be upright men. Take care of your mama. Always do her bidding.
Yes, Papa.
And mind against anger catching you by the throat and blinding your eyes. Anger and hate. Don't never let them master you and drive you on. Here. I'm going to give you my watch, Jim. You're the oldest. I want you to keep it till you're a grown man. And Dan'll... Here. Here's your chain. That's for you.
Come on, young'un. Come along with me.
Ain't Mama coming?
No, she'll follow after. Come on.
I thank you, Papa.
Mary, honey.
Jim.
Mary, honey.
Jim.
They've come to peer at, rock their eyes in their heads. We'll walk alone, Polly. You wait here.
Look yonder at them trees. Every one full of folks perched up like squirrels.
Mama, they're appearing over the wall here. They're...
Put up your head, son. Dan'l, get your hold of my hand. Come along now, and don't waste one look at that swarm of carrion flies.
A Trip to Sardis by Edwin Granbury and adapted for radio by James and Elizabeth Hart has been the fourth in the series of Columbia Workshop Festival broadcasts. Brewster Morgan was the director, Bernard Herrmann provided the score, and conducted the orchestra. Tonight's cast included Elsie May Gordon as Mama, Jimmy Donnelly as Jim, Jackie Grimes as Daniel, Ed Latimer as Uncle Holly, and Howard Smith as Papa. The guard, Roy Fant, and the priest, Walter Vaughn. Animal Sounds by Brad Barker. Week at the same time, the workshop will revive that delightful bit of fantasy, The Ghost of Benjamin Sweet, which had its initial performance on January 8, 1938, and later became a weekly series over the Columbia Network. Earl McGill will direct the performance. May we again remind you that the book Columbia Workshop Plays, published by Whittlesey House, and which contains many of the broadcasts you will hear on this festival series, will be available at your local bookstore on or about August 1st. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.